I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. This Saturday, May 31st, will feature a celebration of public art, both new and old, in the Washington Jefferson Park in Eugene. There'll be an art wash of Bruce Beasley's Big Red sculpture, which has adorned the park since the Oregon International Sculpture Symposium in 1974. There'll also be a celebration of the new mural art being created in conjunction with the opening of the Washington Jefferson Skate Park, the largest covered skate park in the country. Joining us in the KLCC studios is mural artist Esteban Camacho, who will be present at the celebration on Saturday. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Can you describe the art that you're creating for the skate park?
Well, I'm creating four murals on two freeway interstate columns that hope to invigorate the entire park, bringing elements of local and important ecosystems. I'm trying to connect these local ecosystems to the skate park and the skateboarders' movements. So there's elements of skateboards and ramps in the designs. However, the idea is to bring people who are concerned or want to see these images to come to the skate park, and then also to inspire the skateboarders to go out into the river and to these other natural settings. One of the specific images shows a human-built environment made out of just rectangular columns with an orange sky. Orange is such an artificial color when it's that fluorescent and bright. There's a spiral staircase that we can choose to go up and down, and this structure is hovering over an Oregon marshland, where I'm using a lot of Oregon ducks, yellow and green colors, just to make the connection that we live in these spaces, and we choose to go to live in the environment that we want to, and so we have the responsibility or the right to protect both and to build both.
Your creativity really has to be influenced by the environment that you're given. Freeway pillars. You must have gone to that space before deciding what you were going to create.
When I saw the skate park in construction during the fall and winter, I was just impressed by the organic shapes. And then in April, I was seeing the skateboarders use the ramps, and I was just enamored by the movement and just the skill. And so I was really interested in conveying the curves of these quarter pipes, half pipes, rails. And in a way, I took that concept and brought it into a different context, such as the natural environment. Also, now as I've been painting for the last week, these murals actually get quite a bit of hand skateboard damage. There's a skateboarder that actually ride on the columns and have created scratches on the mural, and there's even some minor tagging. And I'm not against graffiti or tagging, so in a way I'm trying to see what is the response to this fine artwork painting that I'm doing and how I can plan for these murals to actually last a long time. And there is a lot of respect around graffiti artists with mural painting, but the general public doesn't actually sometimes acknowledge mural painting. They consider it all graffiti. So right now I'm in a process of creating a mural that will respond to the actions of skateboards literally scraping the paint off the wall, and I'm seeing how I can make my brushstrokes mirror those scrapes so that I don't have to be constantly touching up little things. In the end, I believe I'm going to create a very dynamic space with somehow a type of collaboration between the unconscious touch of the general public and then my touch of bright colors to enliven this concrete jungle.
It's a collaborative process with the skaters in a certain way artistically then, isn't it?
If I create a very good work of art, I think there will be a respect of the integrity of the mural and the respect of the themes, because I'm not putting abstract messages, even though I'm doing a lot of impressionistic style and some abstract painting. The themes are self-evident, and this is a great opportunity. This is my first time painting murals, large-scale murals, in a very public place in Eugene. I've done public murals in Costa Rica and Kentucky and in Portland. This is a great opportunity to bring my artwork to the whole community of Eugene in a very visible way, and I'm very honored to be part of the artist community.
Well, we really appreciate the work that you're doing and the beautification to the public space that you're going to be bringing to the skate park and beyond. What a great honor to get a chance to do that.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Esteban Camacho, mural artist whose new work will be featured at the new Washington Jefferson Skate Park in Eugene. He'll appear at the skate park this Saturday, May 31st, as part of the celebration there, which includes an art wash of Bruce Beasley's iconic Big Red sculpture in Washington Jefferson Park. The event begins at 11 a.m. and runs till 3 p.m., including a free barbecue at the end of the day. For more information, eugene-or.gov or holtcenter.org. More on Esteban Camacho's work on Flickr, Tumblr, or Facebook. The official opening celebration of the Washington Jefferson Skate Park, including the new murals, will be held on June 21st. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.